drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man. Detroit Kool-Aid, Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers, you know what it is. This is the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast, NFC Championship Edition, coming to you on a double dip Friday. We gave you a show on Wednesday. I'm back with Choppy Chop, Chops, at Chops in the D here on a Friday. We got a big time ball game to talk about. We got all types of other topics. I'm pretty sure we're going to get some sound drops and some gimmicks in. And who knows what else we might do. Chops, you're back. You're ready. We've both been running hard. It's been a busy week. But it's almost time for the Lions to play the Niners for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. What's up, buddy?
Oakry, we are roughly 48 hours away. Oh, baby, from the biggest ball game of our life, Lions, Niners, for a chance to go to the Super Bowl in Vegas. Let's go!
Normally, you'd say, like, go, let's go, and then do something else for the people.
Oh, you got to do it for the people. Woo! Extra long woo for you there, boy.
Now we're ready, and everybody, don't forget.
Drink it in,
double side of cornbread.
Cornbread! Cornbread!
All right, now we're ready. Now, Chops, we can go so many different ways. I mean, the folks listen, the loyal, diehard Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers know that, I mean, we might go in any type of direction, but our main focus for the first segment, the last segment, throughout all the segments, is Lions, 49ers, and everything that's going on with that. So the first thing I had, man, is what about the moxie with the Detroit Lions? From our coach, to our players, to the way we've been playing football, like the fan base. I mean, we're feeling good, real good. And this is a tough team we're playing, but Dan Campbell said we are built for this. We are ready. I know you're feeling it. I know the Kool-Aid drinkers are feeling it, but we got a lot of moxie and a lot of swagger going into this football game, and I can't wait till it kicks off Sunday at 6:30 under the lights, everything on the line. Fired up, man. This is incredible.
These brand new Lions have a different feel, a different kind of swag, a different kind of confidence. You know, it's funny because, you know, history is against us. Yeah, so history's been against us all season. History's been against us all playoffs. Like, everything, you know, that's out there, the one seed versus the three seed, some reporter had the audacity to come at my boy Goff and say, you guys got some pretty nice players there, but you don't have the elite weapons that San Francisco 49ers had. And that was a pretty funny exchange with my boy Jared Goff. But, Oakry, this team is built different. We are all grit. We are led by the alpha dog, the leader of men, Dan freaking Campbell. Glenn's got his swag going on. You know Ben Genius is drawing up secret plays that no one has ever seen before, and he's ready to roll them out this Sunday. All bets are off, and I am calmly and coolly. Wait. I am not calmly excited, very cool, and feeling confident about this Lions team.
Now, you said some reporter. I mean, it's probably like 90% that it was the DB there in the front row that would ask some question like that, or that Monterez character who always has some negative take. But like, you said that he asked him about a certain type of player and that we don't have those. But last time I checked, we have at least one that's a multidimensional, positionless, elite weapon. As well as your quarterback, who knows we got ball players all over the place. So I love it when he just laughs at these clowns, or like they come up with these questions and he has a little bit of red ass and gets after him, because that's what we needed, rather than the king or the guy who says everything right and then goes and turns the football over and costs us ball games. So that's the kind of moxie and swagger I'm talking about, Chops. But I know you got topics. I know you got things. But I'm not going to let you go yet, because I am concerned about this San Francisco team. The reason is they've got guys like McCaffrey, Debo, my boy, Ayuk, who's an incredible player. Then they got studs on defense like Bosa, like Warner, like Hufanga back there at safety. I mean, there's so many more. They have primetime players, Trent Williams. We'll get into all these guys and all the big-time matchups, but my thing is they've got, like, premier, like, top-shelf, you know, guys that, like you said, almost have, like, this history and this pedigree. Well, we got pedigree, but we got the young dogs, DAWGs. Just go ask our boy CJ. That's my GJ, because he'll let you know. So I feel like it's young, hungry dogs versus these guys that have all the trophies on the wall and have had all these accolades. But are they ready? Are they ready for Detroit? I mean, I think it's gonna be a hell of a ball game, but there are some premier players on their side, but we have elite players as well.
Okri, I'm not downplaying what San Francisco has. I'm not gonna dog. Look, we can go through and we can say, yeah, man, they got Debo, they got McCaffrey, they got defensive weapons, they got Kittle. Like, you know, this is not me downplaying anything that San Francisco has or has done. But I'm not also just going to move to the side and like let them walk on by because they've been there before or they know what they're doing. Hey, do you realize that both teams were 12-5 in the regular season? Do you realize that we went into Kansas City's house and beat them up coming off of their Super Bowl win? Like, we have primetime wins on the road. We have primetime wins at home. We have, like you said, weapons all over the field. Like, you want to give me Debo? I'm going to throw Chops. You Amon-Ra. You want to give me McCaffrey? I'm going to give you Jahmyr Gibbs. Okay? Like, we could go back and forth. You know, again, you want to say Brock Purdy? I'm going to give you the hashtag golf train. Okay? So we can go toe-to-toe, lineup by lineup, defensive stud by defensive stud, up and down the line. You know, again, you want to say Bosa? I'm going to give you a little Hutch, okay? Unleash. And he's going to be unleashed. Hutch.
Exactly.
Thank you. Hit the drop. Way to be.
Chops, what's funny about that is because I was going to try to break in on you and go, hey, Chops, you say you're not scared of San Francisco. Maybe you should do all of the Lions ball players in gimmicks, and you just did it anyway. So that was absolutely
great minds.
Incredible.
Great minds.
Let me ask you this. Let me throw it to you. I guess I'll just say that I feel like these teams are real similar. I know people are focusing on all those big names, but I do think it's going to be a DAWG fight, a gritty, grimy type game, a punch in the mouth, a whoever wins up front, whoever doesn't turn the football over gets this dubski. But like I said, I know you got news and notes, you got things on your mind, so we'll keep talking about this ball game, but enlighten the folks out there about what else is going on or what you're thinking about, because we got so much to talk about this game and this whole week, man.
Yeah, lots of things going on with different player and personnel. But before we dive into that, okay, listen, I want to ask you a question. Hey, did the 49ers GM, Mr. Lynch, get nominated or elected as the GM of the year? No, he didn't.
Nope.
Do you
nope.
see that their coach, Mr. Kyle Shanahan, you know, he's got a little brains on his head there. Like, he's a pretty smart dude too. Did that guy, is he up for AP Coach of the Year? That's right. So we can go up and down the line and talk about elite players, but I want to also talk. Don't forget about that stuff too. We got an elite GM. We have one of the best coaches in the league, if not the best. Like, we've got intangibles in addition to the players. Okay. So again, that's a huge, huge congrats to the Lions. And this is my shout out. I like to do it. You know how I feel about Sheila the Hamp and the decisions that she has made with this team. You know, I love me some Brad, always open for business. Holmes, as you like to call him, big, bad Brad. Stud GM is all he needs to be called. Executive of the Year is another name we can now add to his repertoire. Okay. So we got some big dogs in the front office, man, and I'm loving it.
What a guy like Stone Cold Dan Campbell.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you didn't even mention the meat hooks on Brad Holmes, rubbing his hands together, waiting for the draft, and loving this team he's put together. I couldn't agree with you more. What else you got, Choppy? I mean, again, we got an alpha head coach and an absolute competitor with big old hands as our GM, and they're both probably bringing home trophies on multiple levels this year.
Yeah, good stuff. And then let's, you know, look, so now we've talked about the player, we talked about the executive. Dude, let's talk about what Detroit grit, the city of Detroit, the Lions fans, the people are bringing to the table with this team, because Ford Field was breaking decibel levels for the last two games. This team, this town, this city, these fans are ready to go. I saw a stat the other day where they were estimating up to 25% of the seats sold right now in San Francisco were to Lions fans. This team is traveling and they are hungry and they are ready. And did you happen to see that the watch party that we'll be hosting at Ford Field, housing 60,000 rowdy, ridiculous, hungry, ready, the pride, the Lions fans, sold out in 6 hours. Okri, six. Okay, so we got the executives, we got the players, we got the fans. Why not us this year? Brand new Lions, baby. Let's go.
It's all about the people.
And the people consist of the millions.
I smell what you're cooking. Lions fans are going crazy. People that never watched football are Lions fans. People in other states are Lions fans that never watched, don't care about the Lions. We are definitely everybody's team. And it's time for us to show up on Sunday and do this. Chop, I got to ask you this, man. Like, what's your thoughts on, like, San Francisco's general scheme? Because this is a team that I think runs a lot of similar stuff like we do, play action, boots, trick stuff, you know, the out scheme you, out flank you. Like, do you think Dan freaking Campbell and AG are going to be ready for all this? Or do you think that the, you know, Shanahan is such a, you know, offensive mind that it could be kind of hard to deal with it like it was versus Baltimore? Because I know we're serving up Kool-Aid and cornbread, but I do have respect for the way he calls plays, their type of offense, and just a unique scheme, just like Ben Genius normally dials up for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's a reason why they were the number one seed. There's a reason why they've only had to play one playoff game coming up to this thing. So I totally respect Kyle Shanahan as a call player. You know, he's got plays in his bag of tricks too. But he's also, you know, been going at this now for, you know, what is it? 3 straight years of making the, making the conference champion or being in the final for the final four in the NFC. So, you know, they know what they're doing. This is going to be a veteran team or a team full of experience that has been there before versus the new pack, the pride coming in to try to take their thunder. So it's going to be full of offensive fireworks, no doubt. All right. They've got weapons. You know, don't sleep on Ayuk and all the other guys. I haven't mentioned him yet, man. That guy's a stud. And AG's going to have his boys ready to play. Okay. And there's not one part of me that is expecting to shut their offense down. Like, this is not going to be a low scoring affair. This is going to be full on fireworks, but it's going to be on both sides. Okay. You know, if you want to talk comparison charts, I'll take Jared Goff over Brock Purdy. I'm sorry. I will. And I expect that when the chips are down and we need a play, the hashtag Goff train is going to roll. Okay. I know this last week, they did not impress me against Green Bay. And I think that Dan Campbell, Aaron Glenn, and Ben Johnson are going to be reviewing that tape. Yes, I understand, people. It was 40 degrees and rainy. It's not going to be that. It's going to be 69 degrees and sunny on Sunday. But they're going to break that down. They're going to see, what did Green Bay do that was successful? Where did they slip up? Okay, and we've got ball players at every position as well on the defense. He's still running these exotic blitzes with Iffy and Brian Branch and CJ GJ.
My boy.
And yes, that's right. Your boy, my boy, the man. Best first name in football, Brian Branch. So we got players too, man. We got players too. So don't discount it.
So Chops, what you're saying is anybody that's not on should probably get aboard this Goff train. Is that kind of what you're saying? Is that basically what you're telling the people?
I mean, listen, I'm telling the people, get on the Goff train, okay? You get to join the Goff train, or you should have joined the Goff train a long time ago. Hey, did you know that the hashtag Goff train right now has the most playoffs in the NFC of any active quarterback? Did y'all know that? I hope you did, because if you didn't, I'll let you know. I can throw Goff stats at you all day long. Okay, here's another one for you.
Here we go.
All right, yeah. I'm going to throw a couple names out there. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Jared Goff are the only three quarterbacks who have won 14 plus games with two franchises. Okay, it's some pretty elite company there. My boy is ready to ball. He is ready to go back to the Super Bowl like he did in LA, and he is ready to take us to the promised land this Sunday.
Chops has been scrolling the old Twitter machine, X, for graphics and stats and all the other bula bula that he gives you. But basically he's saying you need to get on the Goff train, you need to get all aboard, and if you didn't, I mean, we know what he tell you.
You don't get to join the Goff train. You're off, bro. You're off.
Something like that. But Chops, let me, gosh, there's a couple rapid-fire news and notes we have to do, but I just want to say this. Traveling to San Francisco, other than the trip out there, does not scare me in the least. I mean, we're talking wine and cheese crowd. We're talking about people that have, we're always in the NFC Championship. We'll just beat up on the Lions. We're 7-point favorites. This is not going to be a hostile crowd that we're going to have to worry about. What was it? Like, I think you quoted it, and I've heard it all over the place. 22, 25, 30% Lions fans infiltrating that building. So, yeah, the Lions dominated at home because Ford Field was absolutely insane, and we wanted those games badly. So now we're coming out to this ho-hum, high-tech, howdy-towdy, affluent crowd. They're not going to be going crazy for their team. We're going to take over that building, and we're going to show up like DAWGs on the football field because we want it more. So crowd isn't really going to be a factor. Outside isn't going to matter. Like you said, good weather. Like, straight up dogfight in the trenches. And I'm not walking in there with ultra, you know, my chest out, but I'm walking out there going, there is no reason we can't compete with this team. This situation is not too big for us. And damn sure the stadium and the setting isn't going to be too big for our football team in Detroit. The grit. I know that.
6-3 on the road this season, Okri. Wins at Kansas City, wins at Green Bay, wins at Tampa Bay, wins at Los Angeles, wins at New Orleans. Like, again, you know what? Heck, hell yeah. Win in Dallas, okay? Like, I'm still counting that as a dubski. So, look, we can go on the road, and we can push you around in your building, all right? We are not scared of your faithful, your crowd, your fans. It doesn't matter, okay? Any environment, anytime, anywhere. Hell, we'll even meet you in Vegas and beat your ass there too.
Woo! Hashtag choppy liking.
Don't forget that we're the kings of the north.
The king in the north. The king in the north.
Choppy, I'm going to let you do, like, again, there's a new tight end that was signed. There's a couple other things that you probably want to get to, but we got to get our great sponsors in here pretty soon. Come back. I mean, I got some shouts, but then we're getting into to what's going to happen on the football field. I want to talk about this ball game, hype it up, get going crazy, and give our fun score predictions like we always do here on the show. So what else you got before we get our wonderful sponsors in and talk about Lions on Tap and Notorious DET and all the other great people that we work with here?
Definitely some things worth mentioning here. Of course, you know, we knew that Brock Wright went out. He's on IR now. So what do? We go out and sign Ertz, Zach Ertz. Okay, this guy is a ball. He is a stud. Okay. They said he's in shape. He's ready to go. So I know he's been on the practice squad. I think as of this recording, he's not quite elevated yet, but I fully expect him to be in there and I fully expect him to be running some fun stuff and, you know, and he's ready to ball. So I can't wait for that. Still waiting to hear the final word on James Houston. That is a big bump, in my opinion. If we can get that guy on the other side where we're unleashing Hutch on one side and we're sending Houston, we got a problem on the other side. It's going to cause havoc for Brock Purdy all day. A couple other guys banged up. I know that Anzalone, Fabio is banged up. I heard he played through three broken ribs or something. Like, the dude's just an absolute animal. Rag Nasty's pretty beat up too. But guess what? It's the playoffs. It's the NFC Championship game, and these guys are going to play. And while we're talking about, look, I want to put this topic to bed before it even starts. People, Deebo Samuel is going to play football on Sunday, okay? I don't want to hear any more of this. Oh, what are the Niners going to look like if they don't have Deebo? They're going to have Deebo, okay? He's playing. They're taking it easy on him. He'll be there on Sunday. Now, will he be 100%? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If I am Aaron Glenn, I'm bringing every chance I got. He has the field. Someone's taking a hit. I'm going to see some rough blocks on him. I want to see a little Brian Branch all over him. Maybe some Jack Campbell. Like, dude is going to – he's going to be playing, but he's going to get – we need to focus on him, and we need to make him a little bit of a target, all right? Anytime someone else is coming, we get a chance to get a little chip block on him, you better take it. So, but he's playing, people. He's playing.
Yeah, I understand. I got it in my head, dude.
My only quick comebacks to those is I really like Zach Ertz. I always have as a player. Knows how to run routes, knows how to get open. You know, I know most people, when you got a guy like that, quote-unquote, off the street, are like, oh, if he gives us anything, we'll be happy. Like, this guy is going to make a play or two in the passing game. He's a good dude, good athlete. Like I said, knows the game of football, so I like that a lot. You are correct. Deebo will be playing. I love Deebo as a player. He is kind of nursing an injury. It might be because CD Deuce is looking for him. That's maybe why he came up a little lame, or why he's nursing an injury too. I don't know how many times he wants to go over the middle in this ball game, but between those things and the other injuries you mentioned, it's sort of like, get out there. James Houston to me is a guy that, he gets a lot of pub, like he's this end-all, be-all Von Miller clone, when really he's only had about 6-7 games of crazy production, and then he's been hurt, and people are just projecting that he's going to come off the broken leg or ankle, whatever he had, and get right back at the quarterback. I'd be surprised if he plays more than 10, 12, 15 snaps in total, but he can give you juice off the edge. So, like all the stuff you brought there, those are my rapid-fire responses, and we're going to get our great sponsors in here, come back and talk about a few of them, talk about a few of our loyal listeners that make us laugh and have been out there doing some fun content and whatnot. And then we're getting into this ball game. How's it going to go down? What are the key matchups? Mano y mano. And so much more. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, everybody. This goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You could put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Detroit Kool-Aid. Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers. We are back from the break. We love it when you go visit Reality Sports Online, Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. What else we got going there? I mean, we always pump up our guy, putting out great t-shirts, content. You guys know who he is. Notorious D.E.T. He's got his own Shopify store out there with the Stone Cold Red Wing shirt. I mean, I know he's got the Campbell's shirt. I just saw him put out another. Oh, he's got the Laporta Supporta shirt. Chops, do we get a piece of that, or because we stole that from somebody else and then we made it famous and now he's making shirts, we probably don't see anything from it, huh?
I don't think we have any royalties on that one. I'm still waiting for a hashtag choppy likey shirt, but I'm not sure if, you know, I know a few people that might want to wear that, but others may rather wear the Laporta Supporta gear. It probably flows a little better than woo, hashtag choppy likey.
I know the Kool-Aid shirt made a very brief appearance, but that definitely moved some units, as well as, you know, we'll go head up with this Laporta Supporta shirt with a Sammy Biscuits shirt. I mean, there's plenty of options here in the future as we get rolling with our boy Danny Bennett with Lions on Tap. Oh my goodness, Chops, there are things cooking and baking in the oven, and I'm not talking double-sided cornbread. Lots of fun and exciting things. He's still putting out all types of great content, pubbing up our show. We're pubbing him up. Tremendous things possibly on the way there. And, gosh, Chops, I know you heard him, and I know we haven't played him on the show. I know he hasn't called in on the show, but he did call in with, like, 8 voicemails, I think it was. What about Stash in the ATL showing up big here for the NFC Championship, giving us a whole bunch of content? It might have to be a DKC Select episode is how much stuff he gave us, but definite shout-out to him. Not only talking great takes, he did multiple gimmicks during his 6 to 7 minutes of calls that he left me on my on the old voicemail there. But great stuff, and we just always appreciate how much he says he laughs at the show, he enjoys, shares it with people. That's always fun for us to hear, man, because we really do have fun doing it.
Yeah, Stash in the Intel is such a great listener, man. A loyal Lions fan, always good for content, man. When he calls in, this guy, like, you know, you want to talk about me going on a rant, okay? This guy, like, calls up and leaves, like, 8, 10, 12-minute voicemails, and I'm like, did he take a breath? I can't even, like, I'm clicking through the thing. I'm like, man, like, I'm exhausted. And he said, and he was the one talking. Like, it's just, but it's all great stuff. Definitely think we're going to have to get a DKC Select episode out there with some Stash in the ATL content. You know, maybe we can find a way to work some of it into an episode here and there going forward, but just good stuff, man. Like, everybody is on the Lions bandwagon. The people are happy. The pride, as I like to call them, is just on the prowl, man. Like, and you're right. I was on the old Twitterverse today, and I was dialing up Lions on Tap, and I'm like, man, this Campbell 313 shirt is like calling my name. So that one might be on order here relatively soon.
Or Chops, if you, I don't know, would remember, I got you a Campbell 313 that you left at the tailgate along with the grit hat that I tried to give you too as a thanks for doing the show and to rep our team. We couldn't rock the Campbell 313s from Lions on Tap because it was about minus 16 degrees outside, but I already got you covered there. What I want to know is if you're on the old Twitter machine, the old X-verse, whatever you want to call it, where is Bo DeFrisco when I called him out multiple days ago that I need a Bo Nose segment? I either need it via the Kool-Aid hotline, 989-272-3484, or I need Bo Knows on Twitter so he can give me all types of crazy takes and predictions, most of which won't come true, but his prediction of the Lions getting the W by, like, multiple scores, I'm sure will happen, and that always makes me laugh. So Bo DeFrisco, loyal listener, showed up at the tailgate, showed up big, and always appreciate him, man. Bo Knows, at least he thinks he does, but I think between Bo Knows, Santa, Stash in the ATL, gosh, we got multiple guest segments that we'll have to figure out in the offseason because these guys have takes, they have opinions, and so many other people that we could get on the show if we had any time to do so.
Yeah, we got a good rotation lined up here. If we in the off season, maybe that'll be a focus on you. I almost want to put out a poll and ask the people, like, hey, like, who's your favorite guest appearance guest co-host that you want to see the most on the DKC?
I mean, you know what they're gonna say. Know what they're gonna say? They're just gonna say we just want more Oakry. If we could just get Chops off the show, it would be better. But instead, we just want an Oakry solo. We want Oakry bonus content. More Oakry is what the people want. I mean, we already know that. We don't need a poll for that.
Yeah, I you're right. That is it. That is the hashtag Okie likey Okie dokie. Sure that's what the people will say.
No, don't give me some Bula Bula hashtag after you try to give yourself. What I was thinking the other day is, like, all the hashtag choppy gimmicks, they still, like, rarely make much sense, but they become animals. Like, people do love them, and they're becoming big, probably because I promote them all the time on the show. Chops, we went for 5 minutes talking about our listeners, talking about our sponsors, hyping people up. We got a ball game to talk about, and I want to throw it to you. How's the game flow? How's this game going to go down? You see the Lions coming out hot. You see them coming from behind. Do you see it as a dogfight? Is this a shootout? I don't want your score prediction yet. Like, how's this game going to go down when we're talking about flow and what you predict, perceive, or hope to happen?
Oh, man, that's a great question. There's a lot to pack in there.
That's what I do.
For me, I think this game, I'll do my best. This game, I think this is going to be another fireworks game, Oakry. I think there's going to be a lot of back and forth. I think that this is going to be a big momentum swing kind of game where the first team that can really capitalize on either a big mistake, you know, whether it's a missed field goal or a turnover or something, or a big defensive stand, maybe a fourth down stop. You know, I think that is going to kind of dictate the ebb and flow of this game. I don't see Brock Purdy going toe to toe with Jared Goff, throwing 60 yard dimes down the field, back and forth, 7-7-7-7-7. Like, there's going to be some defense in there too. Okay. You know, it's so hard to predict. You never know. Okay. Is a team going to come out flat? I'll tell you what, if San Francisco comes out like they did against Green Bay, they're in trouble. Okay, because they did not come out strong. They came out absolutely flat. And if Green Bay would have had any sense about them or any kind of skill level about them, sorry, Packer fans, like, they should have been up big, and they should have been able to hold on to that lead. So I'm telling you right now, if the Niners come out flat, Goff will make them pay.
But Choppy, it was raining out. I mean, how do you expect them to perform in the rain? Right? Isn't that what I heard about Brock Purdy all week? Is because he couldn't do anything because it was a little drizzly out. Isn't that what I heard? I'm surprised. I'm also confused by your take, because you said, oh, I think it's going to be a shootout, lots of this and that. And then you brought it back saying that your boy Jared Goff isn't going to go toe-to-toe and they're not going to be scoring touchdowns all over the field. So I'm a bit confused. But I guess what I'm hoping for is the Lions come out hot. And that doesn't mean scoring on the first three drives like they did, I don't know, against the Rams. And then they also came out and put up some nice points early against Tampa Bay. They just need to get in their groove early. We don't need those slow starts like we saw every single week, it felt like, from Matt Stafford back in the day with the old Lions. Like, we just need to play aggressive, good, fundamental football, protect the football, and that'll keep you in a game like this from start to finish. I'm looking at this ESPN 74.1 matchup predictor for the San Francisco, 25% for our Lions. Are you kidding me? That's a bunch of garbage if you ask me. The thing that I think is going to happen is you're going to see the Lions look real foolish on some of these tricky boot play action. You're also going to see Brock Purdy throw a lot of Jared Goff type balls where he's just like fluttering them to areas and his guys are just running under them. That's kind of what they do. It's kind of what we do. So again, very similar in those ways. Posing another tough question to you. How about the trick plays? Do you see Dan Campbell and Ben Genius going in the bag? They haven't in a while. They're due for something big. The Genius might have to dial it up.
Ben Johnson, I love you. Ben Johnson, you are my hero.
Thanks, Lomas. What do you think, Chops? They do that, maybe a special team play to help get them over the hump, or do they just play straight up ball?
Well, I'm gonna deliver you right back to, like, I think it was my first rant, or was it my second, maybe third, one of those rants that I went on where I told you I they asleep. All tricks were out, man. They're in. Like, they're pulling out all the stops. Like, I fully expect a Penei Sewell rollout, trickery play. You know, like, maybe we go in there and we have one guy report, and then, you know, maybe another guy maybe doesn't report or allegedly reports, or someone's gonna report, but maybe it's Skipper, maybe it's Decker. Yeah, dude. This is the NFC Championship game, and you're playing against one of the top teams in the league, the number one seed. Like, you got to be aggressive. All right. You need to be Dan Gamble. That's what got us here. That's what I expect to see. Okay. If it's fourth and short and you're in the right place and right time, he's going to do it. He's going to go for it. Okay. I agree. We have not seen, you know, we've seen some Dan Skipper reporting, but we have not seen any trickery plays. I think they were saving them all for this week. I think the last 2 weeks, I don't want to say that they were in the bag, but like, they were in the bag, and now this is the NFC Championship game, and all bets are off. This is the time. Ben Genius, like I said, he wants to show his prowess against Kyle Shanahan, who also has been deemed a boy wonder genius when it comes to offense. So, yeah, this is Ben Johnson's game to shine.
Chops, I have exclusive audio. I can't tell if it's from Ben Genius or our special teams coordinator, Dave Phipp. But I have this exclusive. Do you want to hear it? This is the reaction as they are cooking up things in the meeting rooms. Are you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
Those are our coordinators. That's Dan freaking Campbell getting ready to, as you said, I think San Francisco better be out full alert because I could see them doing anything and everything. Of course, it's the National Football League, so they're going to play some boring type ball, but our squad is not scared to do anything at any time. As long as the situation presents itself, I think it will. I think we'll at least attempt it, and I'm more, you know, a proponent of if you see it, you feel like it's going to work, do it. You've been right more often than not, so I think all things are on the table and will be played to a certain degree, whatever it takes to win this ball game. You don't want to leave anything in the bag or on the table. You want to bring it all out to try to get one more point than your opponent. So, Chops, let's go back and forth a little bit on these crazy matchups. I mean, I named off a lot of the good players. You did Lions gimmicks that we've made absolutely legendary on this show for all the Lions players that are ballers. But let's just get into it, man. Probably, I don't know if it's my favorite matchup because there's so many good ones, but the one I've got circled and double underlined in red pen is Nick Bosa. Absolute physical specimen, just got paid, puts up crazy numbers against Penei Sewell. Like, I love Penei's grit and his toughness. I do think that Bosa sometimes just has that crazy get off and bend where he can get after a guy maybe like Penei, but Penei's been pitching a shutout for I don't know how long over on that right side. I don't even think about it over there, so I'm hoping that's the matchup. You know, Decker gets caught up a little bit with speed and hands and power even sometimes, but he's a hell of a player too, so that's what I'm going to be watching, man. Can we keep your boy upright by keeping Nick Bosa off our quarterback and on the ground when Penei just pancakes and then buries him after the play?
Best O-line in the league is all I really have to say about that. Like, no disrespect to Mr. Bosa. He's got a motor, man. He is who he is. He's been paid. He's earned every dime he's ever been given. But he's about to face the best offensive line top to bottom in the league, okay? Not just in the NFC, in the league, all right? So whether it's Penei, whether it's Decker, whether it's Ragnow, whoever it is, whether it's a tight end slipping to help block, you know, which we do with Laporta, like, the O-line is gonna hold up, all right? They are running clean. Their PFF scores the last couple of weeks have just been, like, mind-boggling. It's crazy how they can continue to keep Jared Goff in a clean pocket. He can step up when he needs to. And that's the other thing that I think is getting a little underrated too, is that middle is holding so well that when the outside does collapse, Goff can just step right up. He can step up and throw when he needs to. He doesn't have to scramble around because he's got a nice clean pocket and he's got the know-all and the whereabouts to know, yep, I can step right in here. Oh, there's Amon-Ra. Nope, there's Jahmyr Gibbs for a nice little route in the flat. Like, it's just good stuff, man. It's going to be an exciting matchup, though. That is a great, great call out by you.
Another poll we need to do is, do the people like the consistent analytics and metrics and numbers from Chops, or do they like the Oakry hype, the tee up, the hyperbole, the broad strokes, and the endless amounts of Detroit Kool-Aid and cornbread? That's one we need to put out there because I'm curious. I'm pretty sure they're going to go with me. But Chops, do you want to get in on some topics? Because I got about three other matchups I want to get in here at some point. I'll pitch it to you. What do you want to get into? Or throw something at me and I'll just do what I do.
I think what I want to do, Craig, I want to continue. Let's talk about matchups. So give me your matchups because I have a feeling that some of the things that I want to talk about, certain players, may or may not be first year players or who are balling out. They may come up in these little one on one matchups that you got going on here. So let's just roll with that. What's your next matchup, buddy?
Well, Chubby, I got this one on my mind. I'm pretty sure you know who this guy is. He goes by the name of Demo. You know Demo, right?
Oh, you mean D-Money.
Yeah, I think they're the same player. You got him, You got the guy that I mentioned earlier. I already did the gimmick, so I can't do it again. But he also goes by hashtag Gibbs Gone Wild. Hashtag getting Gibby with it. We need the background old Will Smith music for that one when I say it. But you know who he is. Number 26, absolutely balling out against a linebacker that I always try to pick up in fantasy and IDFL, individual defensive player leagues, and that's Fred Warner. This guy's all over the football field. He's had more picks and turnovers this year, I think, than ever before in his career. I don't know why he's growing his dreads out so long. I just never think that's a good look, both on the football field or off, for any human, to be honest. But he's got dreads down to the small of his back. But he can play ball. But I don't know if he's going to be able to deal with Demo or Gibby when they're getting the football. And I'm leaning towards feature Gibby. I love me some Demo, but I think we can get Gibby in the pass game, the run game. I think he hit a home run this game, score a big-time touchdown. He can stiff arm you and put you in the ground. I mean, he do a lot of things. So our run game versus their linebacker, they also got Greenlaw, who I like too. I remember I wanted him to maybe come to the Lions, but he's obviously sticking where he's at. That's going to be a crucial one for me as well.
Good call out there. Greenlaw and Warner are both just absolute studs up the middle there at the linebacker position. But again, I'm not just going to just throw away the matchup and say, well, yeah, they probably got us, because, you know, D-Money has got the lightning. He's got the thunder to your boy Gibbs' lightning. And you know, I saw something that kind of piqued my interest the other day where, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs is doing a lot of things that Christian McCaffrey does. He's coming out of the backfield. He's electric. He can catch the ball. He can run with the ball. Like, you know, he's a pretty good one out there too. So I'm super excited to see, you know, McCaffrey, you know, again, I know they're on the same side of the ball, but I'm excited to see, you know, the stat line when it comes to McCaffrey and what he can do and what Jahmyr Gibbs, your weapon, positionless, weapon, can do, because it's going to be fun, all right? And you're right. You know, the nice thing about this squad is, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs goes out there and he does his thing, but then when he needs a break and he comes out, your boy Demo is ready to go back and go get in. So, you know, I love this dynamic duo that we got running on. You know, again, I may argue one of the best running back duos in the NFL because they can do it all. You know, we're starting to see Gibbs catch the ball more. You know, 4 catches for 40-some yards last game. So I'm excited to see, man. You give this kid the ball in time and space. You know he's fast. You know he's lightning. You know he's slick. So it's going to be great, and those linebackers are going to have their hands full all day long when we run the ball.
So in summary, our run game is, wait for it, elite! But their linebackers are damn good too. I also, Chops, made a trade for Jahmyr Gibbs in a fantasy league in about week 3 or 4. Saquon for Gibbs straight up, and I told the guy right after, I said, Gibbs to me is the next CMC when they really get him rolling. And that's proved to be just an absolute, I see the future, Chops. I really do. And you know that, all the great things I say and do all the time. So that's been proven. But Chops, to my next matchup, don't pat myself on the back too much, is, you know, this guy.
Unleash Hutch.
When they hike the ball, he'll be going against Trent Williams, big old nasty mother offensive tackle on the San Francisco 49ers. But, I mean, Trent, I think, is going to be hearing this all day. Because I see Hutch coming with an unrelenting motor over Trent Williams. Then when he doesn't have much success over there, because even though Trent Williams is old, he's just a bully, so we'll move Hutch to the other side. I don't even know who they have. They probably got that old, they've had some Lions, old draft picks on that offensive line there in San Francisco. I don't even know who's on the other side, but Hutch will get after him. And then when he gets tired of doing that, Dan Campbell will say it's time to unleash Hutch in the middle of their defense.
Unleash Hutch. I'm ready to unleash Hutch.
So I feel like that's another big time matchup because Hutch has really had it going, and Trent Williams is one of the best in the game, you know, week in, week out. But he's an old dog where Hutch might be able to get after him with that spin move and just his youth and enthusiasm. So that's one I'm watching for as well.
I like it. Hutch's QB pressure rate is off the charts right now. 3 sacks in the playoffs already. I believe he's got over 10 total tackles. But even when he's not actually making the sack, he is going to make life for Brock Purdy hell. And I think he's added moves to his repertoire. You know, he's throwing some stuff out there that you may not have seen in his first part of the season. So this guy's just got a motor that never ends. I love to see it when they stack up the numbers, Bosa versus Hutch, you know, for the season, for the playoffs, or whatever it is. Like, man, like this kid, I mean, he's, like you said, man, year 3. I know I think Bosa's in year 6, but Hutch is just an animal, man. What a great steal in the draft. So happy that guy fell in our lap. You know, we couldn't run the cart up to the podium fast enough when that happened. So guy's an animal and he's going to continue to prove it. Yeah. You know, your boy on the other side, there he's a vet and he knows he's got some savvy left in him, but man, I think Hutch is going to get that motor going all day and he's going to get by him a couple times and he's going to make Purdy make some bad decisions.
Yes, sir.
All right, Choppy, let's finish it with this. You know, we could talk for days. We could be on here for hours. If you got anything else in your bag, you can let me know. But the matchup I want to end with is your boy, Jared Goff. JG16, as you call him. The hashtag Goff Train, which you've been the conductor of since day one. You've told me to get out. You've recruited other people. Everybody's using the term now. Versus Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah, I said it. The final pick in the draft, Brock Purdy. These are the quarterbacks. Brock Purdy did have an MVP-ish year until the end. Your boy Jared Goff put up big-time numbers. I'm talking about 45, 75, 30 tugs. You know, you cannot shake a stick at that. Our whole team put up crazy numbers when it comes to stats, but the quarterbacks, man, Jared Goff is from the Bay Area. He loved Joe Montana. He's coming back. People act like Brock Purdy is the next Joe Montana. I feel like he's played well. I think I'll use my Goff gimmick on Purdy. TBD if you ask me, but we'll see. I hope he doesn't play well because I hope Goff comes out and you just hear the infamous Goff train rolling through Levi Stadium and just absolutely bawling. He's put two incredible performances together. He's put together an incredible season. I'm fine to pay the man. But I absolutely love him to lead us and get this Dubski and take us to the Super Bowl. Chops, if we win the NFC Championship on Sunday, we are in the Super Bowl. Do you comprehend that? Do you understand that? No, I'm not going to play the Beetlejuice drop again. But we could be in the Super Bowl in Vegas with a chance to be Super Bowl champions, the Detroit Lions. So I'm counting on your boy Jared Goff. Let's go. Talk him up. Hype it up. Then I need your score prediction. The people will get mine. We'll get out of here, and then we'll probably leave them with something funny at the end to get them extra hype. Do your thing.
So the Goff train is a rolling. Okay, look. There's so much to say. You did a great job actually praising my boy Jared Goff there. So let me throw a couple more job there. He's already got 560 yards in the playoffs, 3 tugs, a rating of 111, completion percentage of 74%. He's protecting the ball. He's getting it to receivers when he needs to. He's stepping up in the pocket. He's dropping dimes. I believe he outthrew your boy, hashtag JMO Fast last game, which you might have had a few things to say about. But this guy is elite. He is electric. He is ready to go back to the Super Bowl. He was there in L.A. Now he's ready to do it in Detroit. And I'm not going to just, you know, say, well, Brock Purdy, he had a great season too. Very similar statistics to Jared Goff this season. Towards the end, he started to trail off a bit there. But when the chips are down, when we need a score, when someone has to step up and make a big play, I will take Jared Goff all day long. Okay. You know what? Brock Purdy's going to have a couple of things to be looking out for. You know what? Something else Brock Purdy's going to be looking for? Brock Purdy's going to have to be keeping his eye out for Brian Branch. 16 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for a loss. This rookie is balling out. Your boy and my boy. You know who else he's going to have to keep it on? How about a little Ife Melifonwu? Cool, all right? Man. We are going to be sending pressures. How about a little CJ? That's my GJ out in the secondary looking to ball hawk. I'm still waiting. I'm still expecting. And I'm still knowing what will happen. A little curb stomp from your boy Kirby Joseph looking to ball hawk and ready to go. This secondary is ready for Brock Purdy to make some mistakes. Okay, so he's going to make the mistakes. Jared Goff's at least on the field, and it's going to take us to a Lions victory on Sunday. Oh, baby.
Let's give Jared Goff his new drop, which I think is more than appropriate right now. Appreciate you, Ric Flair. Chops, I couldn't set a better myself. I teed you up with a Jared Goff, and you went to 18 other players on our team. You got me hyped up. All I need now is your score, and then I'll... Actually, I'm going to give you my score right now because you said everything I need to say. I've been dropping 30-plus points here and there. I even drop a 50. I've said 40 burgers a couple times. To me, this is the NFC Championship, man. These are two really good football teams. We said they've similar dogfight, smash mouth, whatever you want to call it. Lots of good players on both teams, both sides of the football. You know, the Lions are not going to be scared in this game. They're going to play good. Their coach will not let them just come in and roll over or be pushed around. So I have this game 24 for the Lions. And I've got Purdy and an injured Debo and some of their defenders. Even Bosa usually comes up lame with a hamstring or whatnot. I'm giving them 20 points, Chops. Probably because I want that 4-point cushion. If I could have an 8-point cushion or 10-point, I would take that. But it is the National Football League. I feel like we win it up front. We win the turnover battle. Give me the Lions heading to the Super Bowl to hopefully play the Chiefs, because I really don't want to see the Ravens again. 24-20. What do you usually say? Mark it.
Woo! What? A prediction from the man, the myth, the legend, Derek Oakley. Before I give you my prediction, Oak, I just should point out the 49ers are a 7-point favorite. That's insulting. Absolutely insulting for them to be an entire touchdown favorite. All right, the over-under is set at 51.5. Okay, again, like you mentioned earlier in the show, the matchup predictor is 74% in the favor of the 49ers. Let me tell you something, people. Hang on. Here we go. The Lions are going to win 31-28. We are going to beat the Niners in their home, in front of their fans, and we are going to go to the Super Bowl in Vegas in 2 weeks. So this Sunday, 6 p.m., the Lions prevail. The pride celebrates, and all of Detroit just goes freaking bananas because we are going to go to the Super Bowl after a 31-28 victory by our Detroit Lions.
everybody. There's nothing else to say. It's time to play ball. We gave you two Kool-Aid episodes this week. We're coming back next week with more content. Me and Chavs both have the Lions getting the W and heading to the Super Bowl. What a dream football season for the state of Michigan. We talked all about it. We tried to entertain you. We tried to have some fun, which we always do. And we hyped up our Lions, Kool-Aid and cornbread for everybody, both now and in the future. That's what we got. We'll catch you next week right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Take care, everybody. We're out.
Woo-wee! We're going to the Super Bowl.
Pack the bags, start the plane.